G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
Recently, I have been in contact with several Christians who are really struggling in their witnessing as the devil attacks them when they close in on his territory. It reminded me when I was preaching several years ago when an unbelievable attack from the devil left me speechless. Let me explain. I'd been preaching one morning in my church where I was the pastor. I was speaking about Moses leading Israel across the River Jordan and about to go into Jericho. I had made the point that the devil doesn't give up one inch easily. Jericho would not easily have fallen apart from God intervening. In the evening of that same day, as I began my address, I felt very uneasy. I was made to think that the Lord was not with me. For the preacher, that's something terrible. I thought, he deserted me. God's deserted me. But what made me think like this? Our organist appeared to be asleep. Actually, he was meditating. And people in the pews looked absolutely bored to tears. I stopped in mid-flow of my sermon, which was on the conversion of Rahab, the harlot, and said, there's no point in proceeding with this service. I don't think God's with us. I can't even sense his presence. So I closed the service 10 minutes before the average normal time. This was one occasion when the very last thing I wanted to do following the service was to go and shake hands with the people at the door. Nevertheless, I made the effort. As I stood there, one dear old godly lady came to the church door and whispered in my ear, "Jim, God was with us this evening. Just think back to what you preached about this morning. You said the devil doesn't give up one inch of his territory easily. I think that is what he was attempting to do this evening." Well, I was speechless, but I was also very thankful for this wise woman's words of encouragement, and I've never repeated that response when not feeling God's presence when preaching ever since. The devil is powerful, thankfully not all powerful, and is a real threat to us. How we need to be clothed in the armour God has given to us, which we read about in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18. Be strong in the power of his might, in his strength, that you might stand in the evil day. Well, that was certainly an evil day for me that Sunday. We need to get into the habit of clothing ourselves in that armour, just as we do putting on our ordinary clothes each day. Put on the whole armour of God. Sanctified common sense tells us to be prepared for each day, especially if we intend to witness bravely for Jesus Christ. We have a glorious gospel to share, and it is powerful. Romans 1:16 makes us clear about that. God also promises that his word will not return to him void. Preach it, brother. Preach it, sister. That's what the Lord says to us. God is always working through his marvellous message of amazing grace. The truth of God will set people free. That's why in 1 Corinthians 16 we read, "Be always abounding in the work of the Lord." We are on the winning side. Never forget it, my dear friends. The battle is won at Calvary, and we walk in the knowledge of that great truth. If you read the last few verses in Isaiah 53, you will see the promised result from Christ's sacrifice and his righteous life. The Holy Spirit working in and through us is no match for the devil. The Holy Spirit wins every time. May I encourage you to read Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan to see how Christian struggled with the evil one and how he overcame him. See also in Matthew 4 how Jesus defeated the devil in the wilderness through his word, which we read in the book of Hebrews is more powerful than any two-edged sword. Yes, we're in a battle for winning souls. We can never forget that. But we do have wonderful power in the Lord. He is sovereign over all the affairs of all the nations, and we need to put our trust in him always.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, how we need to be aware of the strength of the enemy, our own weakness, and the all-surpassing power of God to defeat the devil. Lord, strengthen us afresh each day and give us such confidence in yourself that we be not frightened by the enemy and believe we shall succeed through you. In the past, we have succeeded and we remember your presence with us then, how precious you were to us and how immediately you were with us wherever we went. You never left us or forsook us, a very present help in time of trouble. Thank you, Lord, we love you. The clouds may have been low, heavy and dark, but by faith we could see you in full control and sovereign over all. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.